How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now, who am I kidding? Can't sidestep that one. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. As I speak with you right now, I am disconnecting from Q100. If I don't do that, I get my ass beat. Like, no joke. There is a button that controls, like, remote coverage for the radio station. Like, when I move the mouse on this control setup that you can't see, this lady named Jo Marie, 200 miles away, she'll be working and using the mouse, and all of a sudden, I will take control of it. She's like, what the? So she said, hey, will you disconnect when you get done doing your broadcast? I go, yeah, of course. And then I proceeded to never do it. And so every time she would remind me, it just seemed to be like 1% less sweet. Until we got to zero sweetness. I'm like, oh, fuck. So now I got to make sure that I do that. If I don't, she will beat my ass. And, you know, when you start at a new gig, you know, you've got like the honeymoon phase when there's no ass beating. But then over time, they get sick of your shit in any gig, any radio station gig. But I love these people. They're great. I was up north this weekend for a poker tournament. Okay, first of all, before I get to the story, and I can't wait to tell you this story. This show originates in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They have ATVs, UTVs. They have e-bikes. They have Yamaha golf carts. They have go-karts. That's a great Christmas gift. If you're some dude, you want to get your kid a go-kart. You see, this is all about ensuring that your kids will one day take care of you when you're old. And if you get your kid a go-kart, oh my God, that's a good move. Nick says, have you missed any mission-critical emails lately? No. In fact, the email, what he's referring to is there was a time when I was supposed to talk to the folks from like the local Rotary Club. They were doing like a motorcycle ride to help kids who are sick or something like that. Darla just threw up, and that's not good. So now I'm worried. So I'm going to play the music again and clean this up, and then I'll be right back and I'll continue this story. So in 5 minutes, I already have had two major malfunctions. All right. Hang on. I'll be right back. All right. I have to keep an eye on her. I don't know what the hell's going on. Been acting a little funny all day today, all morning. damn it. If you remember a couple months ago, so the I got gotten done with the radio show. It's like 9:30 in the morning, and my phone rings because they put the phones on forward, and it actually goes to my cell phone. So, and typically it's like, yeah, Q100, whatever. And I pick it up, and I go, hey, Q100. And she says, yeah, this is so-and-so from the so-and-so County Rotary Club. We are doing our motorcycle ride to end cystic fibrosis, and we're ready to be on the air. And I guess they had been trying all morning to do it. And what they're doing is they're riding motorcycles, like, all over the state or something like that. And they've got, like, one media partner, and this is all sorts of, like, motorcycle heads, you know, that are getting, it's like a 15-mile convoy. And it's led by, like, the grand poobah of motorcycles in northern Michigan. And it was a pretty chilly day, but they're like, we're doing it for the kids. We're doing it for the kids. Yeah, we got to end cystic fibrosis. And he's riding with his fucking Fred Flintstone water buffalo hat with the horns and chaps. And you know, and he's going to talk to me through like a headset on the microphone. And so this is their big moment, and he's going to get on the air with me and say, yeah, we're raising money for cystic fibrosis. We're riding all over Michigan. And I guess I was supposed to put them on like every hour that my show was on. Now, remember, I picked up the phone after my show was done. And then even when they're talking, they're like, hey, so when do we get on the air? And I'm like, I don't know. Call into this. And I like told them to call the studio. And so I called Joe Marie and I said, Joe Marie, hey, these motorcycle folks are calling. They're going to talk to you. And she goes, well, how was it when you talked to them all morning long to help cystic fibrosis? And I go, and that I had this sinking feeling. I go, well, I didn't do that. Why not? I didn't know I was supposed to. Pause. When you get pause like that, that's, oh, God. Megan asks if the dog is barfing again. No,
she's just kind of, you okay?
She's just kind of wandering around right now. And so sweet Joe Marie, she actually opens the email that she sent me and reads it word by word to me. Dear Eric, on this day, they will be calling, you will be talking, confirm that you got this. It's just so embarrassing. I felt like I was in grade school getting busted with something. If you notice that I'm looking over my shoulder, it says I'm checking on Darla. I just don't want. She's kind of wandering around. I don't trust her. I mean, yeah, I don't care if she does throw up. I just want to keep an eye on her. You all right, baby dog? She doesn't look too good. She's looking at me like she's ready to puke. So she goes, yeah, you were like the point man. You were the big one to do this, and then you were gonna hand it off to me. And I go, major disappointment. So then shortly thereafter, I was at we were having one of these staff meetings, which I have one of those coming up in 48 minutes. And there was that, this was brought up on the staff meeting. Hold up a second.
Darla, come here, baby. Come on.
And so that kind of passes.
And then, where'd you go?
And then in that meeting, she says, so we've got the big Toys for Tots poker tournament. And Eric, this would be a good event for you. Can we get you to come up there? And, you know, that's like a long drive. And I go, yeah, of course. Well, that was yesterday. This thing is so far away. It's a 3+ hours drive up to damn near the very tip top of the upper of the lower peninsula. This is real hill people. You're past all of the hard living lines. It is a community called Petoskey, Michigan, which is a beautiful place. Oh my God. It's right on this bay, and it's just nice. You know, it's a very cute little hamlet. And so I'm driving up to this thing, and this is the story of that adventure. Let me cut right to the poker tournament. I walk into the casino. And I actually spent the night. I drove up Saturday evening. More on that later. And then spent the night, woke up, checked out of the hotel, went, drove around downtown Petoskey, see things, whatever. And then I headed over to the casino. I walk in. Now, it's at this point that I realize that this is a serious deal. Because there's a bunch of guys that are in line to check in. And they all have toys in their hands. What you do is you pay $150 and they give you $10,000 worth of chips. And then you get another $2,000 worth of chips if you bring a new toy. So these are all like real poker players. They want to win this damn Toys for Tots charity fundraiser poker tournament. Of the $110 that the players pay, of the $150 that they pay, I should say, $110 goes towards the purse and $40 goes towards Toys for Tots. They buy more toys. It's a goodwill gesture by the casino and the gaming community. And they invite radio station people to be a quote-unquote celebrity player in the tournament. So I'm there. JC is there. This dude, Randy, from the radio station, known as the Roadrunner, he's there. What's up, fellas? How you doing? Okay. Now, I've played poker, like, with my family. Five-card draw, five-card stud. Seven-card draw, seven-card stud. That's it. And the game they're playing is Texas Hold'em. I've played Texas Hold'em one time. But it's pretty simple. And I know, like, whatever, a flush beats a straight, shit like that. I know all that. But I'm just worried about betting. I'm not good at that. So, but I figured it out by the end. It wasn't a big deal. But I even said to all the players, I go, hey, I'm here to give my money to you. And I cannot win any money. And I'm just going to go there, have fun. And I did. I had a ball. Now, of the 10 people at the table, and I have never played poker in this setting ever. And all the other players, they want to knock me out. Whoever knocks me out gets to spin this wheel. And you get, like, good shit. There's all sorts of great fucking prizes. And it's fantastic. So everybody's kicking ass. And the first hand, I just watch it all go around. And I have shitty cards, so I fold. And then my next hand, I have decent cards, so I bet. And I continue to bet. And then it's down to two players because everybody's folded. And we get to the point when you show their cards and there's a There's a big fucking pot of chips. I mean, it got up there, the betting here. And I flipped my cards and I fucking won. So now I've like doubled. I had $14,000 worth of chips when I started. And so now it's like I've got this fucking Scrooge McDuck fucking pile in front of me. And everybody's looking at me like, what the fuck? So now I'm like, all right, I don't want to be here all fucking my lifetime. But time is running on. And then I don't know really. I'm so bad at this. Like, I don't know how to, like, just quit. So I'm just kind of, like, betting randomly. And then I like, won again. Another hand. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So this is like 3 hours into this deal. And JC, he gets knocked out. I'm like, what the fuck? I've never done this. And here I am, and you asshole. So he leaves. And then I go, all right, he went home. He goes, see you later. Now I got to drive 3+ hours home. So I'm like, fuck, this has been 3 hours. And I'm getting fucking bored. And I cannot win a dime. And so I've got this mountain of money in front of me. Because I've been just nickel and diming. I just keep folding because my cards are shit. Well, I get a 3 and a 4 on my two cards. I don't want to go into the details. If you don't know how to play Texas Hold'em, don't worry about it. But I've always wanted to do this. But it was down to me and another guy betting. And I look at my dealer and I go, so I don't want to play anymore. She goes, oh, go all in. I go, just all this shit? She goes, yeah. So I just fucking push it. All this. I go, all in. And all the chips are falling on each other. They're fucking scattered everywhere. Everyone's eyes get big as fucking saucers. It's like $11,000 in chips in there that I just pushed in. And the guy goes, oh, and the guy, now I'm thinking to myself, what if he fucking folds? Then I'm really fucked because all this other money that's in there, in addition to what I put in, oh no, I'm never going to get the fuck out of here. And he's getting ready to like quit, to fold. I go, don't fold! Don't fold! And now the other guys figure out what I'm doing. They go, he wants to quit. He's fucking done. But that guy, he got into the game late, so he's not aware. He thinks I'm like a player. I go, dude, my money's no good here. I mean, what I'm giving goes to the pot, and you will win it. And so they all laugh. He puts it all in, and we flip our cards. He didn't have shit either. He had like a 10 king. And my 3-4 doesn't go anywhere. He wins. I get the fuck out of there. Oh, my God. It took so long. I'm like, how can anybody play this game? I would have been bored even if I had a stake in it. I'd be like, God damn it. This is tiring. I'm more tired sitting here doing this than I would be if I was doing my triathlons. I'm like, this is not the place for a person with historically record-setting levels of ADHD coursing through his veins. I'm like, God damn, I'm looking at my fucking phone, looking at TikToks. It's my bet. Yeah, whatever. Take my money. I don't give a shit. Cannot handle it. I just stay in, and then I had to go pee all the damn time. And so I would just get up and they would just put in my, they would just fold me every time. So I'm gone for like 5 hands. Holy shit. There were a number of other radio people that were there. Now, outside of JC and Randy, the Roadrunner from Q100 and myself, all of the other radio people there, they look like mutants. And I don't know if this is the hard living line, but I mean, wow. You're looking at some people that there was only one guy that was there who didn't look like he was Rode hard and put away wet. There was some chick there who, it looked like all the poker players ran a train on her before the event got started. There was another guy I don't want to say anything bad about because I know him and he's a sweet dude. But there was another guy who looked like zombie David Lee Roth. Not young David Lee Roth. Like the David Lee Roth now with that weirdo Annie Lennox haircut. And I was like, wow. And I said to JC, I go, what the fuck is going on here? He goes, oh, boy. Yeah, I know. It was intense. So I got to meet these people. And then one radio guy comes up to me, and I know him. And he was, so I haven't heard this radio guy that I ran into. He used to run a radio station in the area that back in the day, Freeburn Hot Wings was on that station. Like, this dude put us on that station. And now he's still with that station. And so he goes, you know, what the hell happened when you got fired? And I'm like, he goes, no, I never really heard what happened. So I had to sit down and tell him the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he was like, God, I did not see that coming. He goes, you guys seem to be thick as thieves. I go, well, we kind of were. We definitely were for like outwardly when we went somewhere. But I mean, to be honest with you, when we worked together, it's like, we definitely went our separate ways if we weren't at the radio station or doing any radio station events. We did not hang out in any way, but we kind of had to, you know, we didn't want to go into anything with like, hey, we fucking hate each other. That came later. But all in all, it was a good time. On the way up, I said, you know, I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. I'm going to stop at, in my opinion, one of the greatest places you can possibly eat. And that is McDonald's. It is an absolute treat. Every once in a while, I go to McDonald's and I always get the same damn thing. Big Mac meal with a double cheeseburger sandwich. So all of that, whatever. Now, this is in a community north of the Hard Living Line. It's actually three Hard Living Lines north. It is called Kalkaska. Now I pull in. I notice right, this is at 8:15. Actually, my order came in at 8:14 p.m. The drive-through line was packed. I'm like, oh boy, I got a little action here. I go walking into the facility. I don't really do drive-through. I just like to walk in. Plus, give me a chance to stretch my legs. This is the type of place where you don't really see this that often, but maybe this is something new. Apparently, when you order food at McDonald's and you're eating it in, they'll put a number on the table. And I look, and there's like five tables with numbers. No one's eating, and they all have this look on their faces. Their heads are resting in their hands, and they're staring at the front where the counter is. There's no one taking orders, and there's about five or six people milling around a window that says pickup. Now, this is part of the operation nowadays where you walk into a McDonald's, they have the touch screen. You don't really have to talk to anybody there. You just hit what you want, and I do my thing. You pay right there. You get the number. The thing spits out 889, 814 p.m. Big Mac meal, double cheeseburger. I'm very suspicious at this point. But I go, all right. Obviously, some people might be waiting a little bit here. No big deal. I'll eat up all the time by going tinkle. So I get my little receipt, and I go to the boys' room, come out, and everybody's still there. No one has moved. I'm like, oh, boy. I sit at this area, and there's a dude two seats to my right. It turns out he just finished, because I know this because I struck up a conversation with him. He just finished a wrestling invitational. Now, as I understand this, when wrestlers make weight, you know, they have to cut their weight and shit like that, and then they'll wrestle, and then like, God damn it, I'm starving. And then they fucking pig out. That's what he's doing. And he's just exhausted, and his mom's there going, you want to go somewhere else? You want to go? Are you okay? So this guy needs to fucking eat. I look at him. I go, big fella, how long have you been waiting? 25 minutes. I go, another guy looks to me and I go, how long have you been waiting? He goes, 35 minutes. I go, get the fuck out of here. So I'm like, now I've already paid. I have two options, stay there or leave. I am not going to go and say to these people in the back who obviously something's wrong and say, I want my money back, because that's going to fuck everything up for everybody. So I'm like, all right, I can either just leave, eat the money, or I'm going to wait here. Then I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm going to be here with these people, and together, we're going to get through this. One of the dudes who ended up waiting 40 minutes, he got his food, and he said, good luck to me. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
So this is what we're up against. One by one, the food orders start leaving. And there was one guy, the guy who said good luck to me, he walked up to the pickup window and goes, "Look, dude, I've been waiting 40 minutes. And the guy said, "We're packed. There is nothing we can do. We are working." And I believe him. They had three people working. All right. So whatever. But I'm just patiently waiting. I was sending updates to Pooh Bear. 21 minutes, 26 minutes. It took 47 minutes for me to get my food. And in fact, all of the people that were seated, you know, that had those numbers on their seats, they all got served. They were all before me. And then there was a couple of bros who came in and they got their food. They actually ordered well after me and they got their food before me. And I'm the only one left. Everyone else is eating. The drive-thru is cleared out. And the bros who came in after me, they got their food. And so this Shrek-looking dude looks at me, goes, and he realizes something's not right. And he goes, "What order number are you?" And I said, 889. And he goes, 898. I go, "No." And he starts to walk away. And I go, no. And I go, "Just take this." And I give him, like, my order. And then I realize, this is the light at the end of the tunnel. So I got up. I wandered over to the front. And when he finally handed me my food, he said, "Here you go." I said, "Thank you." And it was fine. It was hot. It was fresh. I actually put a Google review. I did the old Kenny. I gave them a 1-star review. And I wrote, "Seriously long wait times, 46 minutes. Everyone was waiting. Total catastrophe, understaffed." And I found the, what do you call it? I should call there, Kalkaska McDonald's. Kalkaska McDonald's. We can have a conversation with these folks. All right. Legendary. Oops. By the way, well, once again, we do have a staff meeting, radio station staff meeting, coming up at 11. Hey, how are you? Is this the manager?
Yeah, this is Amy. What can I do for you?
Amy, I was there on Friday. I got there at like 8:14 p.m. Uh-huh. to like get some food. And I don't know if you heard this story, but there was like 45-minute wait times.
I did not hear that story.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. I didn't complain or anything. But I figured I'd let you know. There was staff with three people. They all worked very hard, but I think they were like overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to let you know that maybe the staffing department might want to add a couple more people.
Oh yeah, we do our best at the staffing, but when people don't come in or call in, yeah.
That's the worst. You know, that happens a lot with like young people, you know.
Oh yeah. Every day I got somebody calling in. I do appreciate you letting me know, okay?
All right,
and I'll look into it. And it was Friday or Saturday?
It was Friday. It was Friday. Okay. I got in there. Everybody looked like they were. Everybody was patient. All the customers were great. Nobody did anything wrong in the back. It just seemed like a disaster, though.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate you letting me know.
All right, miss. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
It's not good to be overly rude to people north of the hard living line. Like, that was all a legitimate phone call. I didn't really have anything mean to say to them. You don't want to fuck with these people. David says she gave zero fucks. Cole says she's already forgotten about you. Adam says she does not care. Corey says she sounds pissed. Aram says EZ is never going back there again. Oh, that is not true. I will go out of my way to go back there. You realize I just got 15 minutes on this story. Why wouldn't I go back there? But is complaining and getting the employees into trouble. You know, I think that went pretty well because I said, look, there wasn't anybody doing anything wrong. She said it was the fault of people who call in. And those people should get in trouble. They should. If you call in, you should lose your job. Come on now. Nick says, I'm surprised she didn't bust out the old nobody wants to work anymore. Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I have heard that a lot. And then on the way back, so the next night, last night, I'm coming home. I'm hungry again. And I'm in Kalkaska. Just before I got to McDonald's, there's a Burger King. I went there. I walk in. A couple cars in the drive-thru. There's a lady picking up a DoorDash. And me. Lady who's working the cash. Because they don't have the kiosk there. The cash register says, okay. She says, oh my God, I'll be right with you. I'm so sorry. And she's putting together a food order. I go, no problem. Little does she know. The bar is so low here. After about 2 minutes, they take my food order. It's there quite quickly, and off I go. A lot less busy, but this was like, you know, the Ritz-Carlton type of service compared to what was going on at the last place. All right. Kenny says she was mad she had to answer the phone is all. Bob says that's the voice of a woman in her late 50s, and she's probably 22. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to update the fat-a-thon. Before we get to that, Nick writes, I get 9 paid sick days a year. These scumbag fast food and big retailers are too strict. My daughter just got fired for missing 3 days in a year. Fuck. All right. When we last left you, Kenny had just finished up a week where he ballooned 5.2 pounds to put him at 316.6. Overall, during the first 11 weeks, he had 2 wins in Fat-a-thon, 9 losses. Overall, he had lost 43.4 pounds after the 5.2-pound weight gain. Weigh in today. He is down 0.4. Which is great. He is at 316.2 for a total of 43.8 pounds. Now, there is some drama with that because he is struggling with illness. And he has been taking medicine to combat a sinus infection, and it is very important that he eats food, regular meal, 3 days or three times a day with the medicine. If he does not, it is bad on his system, and it hurts his belly. Okay, no big deal. Okay, if you're eating more and you lose 0.4 pounds, that's great. I mean, the previous week, you gained 5.2. So to lose anything at this point, when you have all of this to deal with, that's fine. I'm okay with that. That's a victory. But you do take the loss this week because Jeremy lost more than you. And he loses 4 pounds. He is down to 286.9. He was 290.9. That means overall he has lost 48.5 pounds. When he started this 12 weeks ago, was it 12 weeks ago? Let me count this out. Started at 335.4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, something's not adding up because I've got 13 weeks, but you're 10 and 2. That only counts for 12 weeks. So somewhere I fucked this up. But I'm just still saying 13 weeks. In that amount of time, starting at 335.4 and down to 286.9, that is a loss of 48.5 pounds. So in 13 weeks, you have gone from 335 to 286.9. That's pretty great. You are averaging 3.73 pounds per week, which I think most physicians would be quite happy with that. So I think that that's really good to, in 13 weeks, lose that weight, nearly 50 pounds, and to be 3.73. And the goal was for you to be 275 by the new year. So that would mean 3 weeks and 1 day. Wait a minute. 7, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 days. 23 days. You're at 286 now, 0.9, and you want to get down to 275 by the new year. So that would mean 11.9 pounds. I'm just doing the math to see, plotting out what you need to do that. You would need to lose, on average, 0.51 pounds per day times 7 days. So you've been averaging 3.73 pounds lost per week. For the first 13 weeks, you would need to average 3.62 pounds for the remaining time, like in 7 days' time. That would be have to be your average for you to hit the goal of 275. So I would say you are within striking distance, but if you let up off of the gas for even the slightest amount, that might fuck you up. But I do not think that this is unattainable. 3.62 pounds per week average between now and the new year. You may be able to hear O'Neill. He's having a dream again. Hold air in there. Okay. I think he quit having a stream. Jeremy says, I've been keeping track of my blood pressure, too. We're going to have to adjust my meds because I'm starting to feel woozy when I stand up sometimes. All right. Yeah. And I'd be anxious to hear what the physician says of your weight loss. I don't know if you've been in touch with your doctor. You probably just even send him an email through your MyChart if you have that. All right. Congrats. Early congrats. And Kenny, one step at a time. Get past this here, and we will then reassess. Your illness is something that can really mess things up in this process. I have some topics I want to talk about, many other ones, but one of the things I want to get into is the college football playoffs are set. Before I get into that, though, Alabama did not make the playoffs, and a lot of people are saying that's bullshit, that they should have made the playoffs, and that SMU, Southern Methodist, should not be in the playoffs. Did I say SMU? I don't think I meant SMU. I think I meant BSU. Nevertheless, Alabama will take on Michigan in some dickhead bowl on New Year's Eve. That actually will be pretty great. Let's see. Latest college football. No, it is SMU. What am I doing? You got Notre Dame taking on Indiana. Indiana sucks. That's cool, though, that you got two Indiana schools going head-to-head. I like that. And then you've got the aforementioned SMU and Penn State. And then you've got Ohio State and Tennessee. That's going to be something. I sure hope Tennessee wins. The Texas Longhorns take on Clemson. The winner of Notre Dame and Indiana takes on Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. The winner of Penn State SMU takes on Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. The winner of Ohio State and Tennessee takes on Oregon. And the winner of Texas and Clemson takes on Arizona State? Is that who this is? I don't know. In my opinion, Penn State beats SMU and then Boise State. Fuck this Boise State shit. Final four will be Penn State, Georgia, Oregon, and I don't know, whoever the fuck this is. It'll be Oregon and probably Georgia. 1-2. Now, it would be very interesting if it was like one of these shitbag schools, like SMU taking on Clemson in the national championship. I would love an upset, but come on now. That's not going to happen. Concerning your Detroit Lions, after that victory, it was very important that the Minnesota Vikings lose, because as much as the Lions have been winning, so have the Vikings. That's a damn interesting story. They've got this quarterback on that team who was a pile of shit all throughout this guy's career, Sam Darnold. He hasn't done anything. He's like been terrible. His whole career, he's sucked. And the Vikings get him as like, one of these loser quarterbacks to just have him there just in case the starter goes down. And J.J. McCarthy was drafted to be the Vikings quarterback. And he was going to be the quarterback. And Darnold was going to be a competent backup. But this fucking Darnold guy, he takes over because McCarthy gets hurt. And this dude is lights out. Damn it, is he good. And the Vikes, like, they were tied 21-21 last night with Atlanta. And then Darnold went ape shit and threw three more touches. There you go. And the Vikes pull away. So they are just one game behind Detroit. Detroit cannot fuck up. Okay? All this feel-good shit goes out the window if they choke and do not win the division. All right? They play Buffalo this coming weekend, who just lost. Buffalo lost to the Rams. The Rams have been red hot. So Buffalo goes into L.A., and what's the fucking quarterback for the Buffalo Bills? Marcus Allen. He goes ape shit. He throws like five touchdowns, but they lose. Five, six? I don't know how many touchdowns it was. He loses. Most people don't see the Bills losing two in a row. So the Bills come into Detroit. Stu McCallister's Bills. Then the Lions, they play at San Francisco. Or I should say at Chicago first and then at San Francisco. Not easy to win on the road. And then they finish up the season against the Vikings. That could come down to a winner-takes-all scenario for the NFC. Wow. Damn it. Wolverine Broncos says the Bills will be tough to stop with all the injuries the Lions have on defense, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, it was the same thing with the Packers, you know. The Lions' defense was, they were all right in that game. They were good enough to win the goddamn game. Now it seems like more and more people, I saw some fucking talking head piece of shit on Fox Sports. He said Dan Campbell is not a good coach. He just said flat out, Dan Campbell, not a good coach. And he is basing that on the riverboat mentality, the gambling on fourth down. And he cited the two scenarios in the most recent game when he went for it on fourth down with the Lions backed up to the 30. And then also late in the game, the one where Goff fell on his fucking face when he handed the ball off to Knuckles, who got the first down. And the thing about that is, here's why that was a good move. First of all, he got the first down late, so it doesn't matter. The Lions' defense being as beat up as they are, I want to win with my offense. I don't want to give the other team a chance to beat my defense. The defense is more beatable than the offense is more beatable. The offense can win you the game easier than the defense can lose you the game. And with 40 seconds left, you kick a field goal that is not a chip shot. If you miss it, now they got a chance to lose the goddamn game. So I think that was a fucking great move to hand it off. Had they not gotten that first down, you know what I would have said? That was a terrible call. That's how this works. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But Lions fans have really wrapped their brains around they are going to go for it most times. You better just strap yourself in and accept that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, I have plenty more podcasting where this came from, but I'm off to my radio station staff meeting. It should be a good time. I thank you for being here for the first part of the podcast, which is brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. That is the site, by the way, for the Great Food Giveaway. And I haven't done an update in quite some time on the Great Food Giveaway number 5 with tampons. But I will do that when I come back from the staff meeting. But that is coming up a week from Friday. What? That's exactly right. ervines.com. That is ervines.com. If you want more information, you can just, first of all, just reach out to me, eric@ericzancho.com, or call Irvines. They will help you. When it comes to getting your car repaired, reach out to Irvines. They are right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they can help you with your car, your EV, your hybrid, you name it. Check out their website, ervines.com, for more information about their services. Werner Roofing, online at wernerroofing.com, wants to help you. They'll put a roof on your home. Reach out for an estimate. They might not be able to get it on right in the dead of winter, but maybe. It depends on the weather. Anyway, W-E-R-N-E-R, wernerroofing.com. They put a roof on my house here. They will do the same for you. Get an estimate, free estimate from wernerroofing.com. You can find them online there. Not to mention, they do metal roofs, they do siding, they do gutters. They are awesome at Werner Roofing. TC Paintball. Book an event, especially during these cold doldrum winter months, at TC Paintball. Get the kids out of the house, have a good time. Maybe some workplace team building for you, or a bachelor party. They do it all. Fun times to be had at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. They have a fully stocked pro shop for you, and they want you to reach out to them and book an event today at TC Paintball. All right, folks, I'll talk to you in just a little while after I get done with a big staff meeting. Okay? Talk to you then. Thank you, and bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.